Welcome to 1,224 meters in Reykjavik. Before you start, you need some instructions. Your walking direction is always the direction you were walking in before you stopped and did something else. Never turn back, always walk forward in your walking direction. And you should always move forward if I'm not telling you to stop. If you arrive to a crossroads, wait for instructions. I will tell you what to do. And if you're lost in instructions, take it easy. Just walk forward. Listen and catch it up when you can. During the walk, you will get instructions in how to move or what to do. You can use that right away or later. If you want to move in another way, feel free to do it. You can never be wrong. You do it your way. You are now in the old harbor of Reykjavik. You see three green-blue houses along the pier. You should stand in front of the middle house. Look around you. Choose a place where you want to stand or sit down. You can lean against the house or sit down next to the water. Close your eyes. Listen to the sounds around you. Can you hear a conversation? Listen to the sounds of the sea. Boats, birds, the wind. Listen to the sounds of the city. Cars, footsteps. Can you hear the sound of the flags in the wind? Is it a windy day or a calm day? Still with your eyes closed, observe the smells around you. The salty smell from the ocean and the seaweed. The smell from the boats. Or the restaurants around you. Open your eyes. See all the things you just heard and felt before. See the birds. The people. Look at the cars. The water and the city. See the boats, the flags. See, listen and feel Reykjavik. Stand up and face the ocean. Start to walk towards your right. You should have the sea on your left side while you're walking along the water. Walk with the music, feel the beat. Look out over the water, see the mountains. When you pass the green-blue house, you see one more building in front of you. Pass that house too, and then turn right. But you are not there yet, so look around you. Feel the life of the harbor. Turn right when the gray building ends, before the crossing. Walk on the right side of the street, close to the house where Piri Piri is. Walk towards the traffic lights in front of you. It's the closest crossing over Geirsgata. There is a red light that you might have to wait for, so either you wait on this side of this crossing, or if the lights are green, you have to wait on the other side of the crossing. While you wait, observe the buildings around you. See the colors, the architecture. Look at the old houses and the new buildings. Think of the differences and the similarities when you look at the city. Don't forget to wait when you cross the street. See the structures of the houses, the lines. What is special with each house? A window? A door? A simple line? Look at the straight lines, the curved lines. When you pass the crossing, continue to walk forward and then left into Tryggvagata, the street that goes slightly diagonal to the left. Do not stay on the street you crossed, go on Tryggvagata on the right side of the street. Go close to the facade that you have on the right side. A bit further front you will find a stair into your right. Watch out for that stair, it's a bit hidden in the black building next to you. Walk with the beat. Before the black building ends, you will find the stair to your right. Walk up that stair. Pretend the stair is a piano that you can play on. Make different sounds with your feet. Jump fast or step slow. Step on different places to make different sounds. Play your way up. Turn right when you reach the top. Continue to jump between the stones and the ground as if they made different sounds as well. Make a long tone by staying long on one stone, or short by only touching it. Step on different places to make different sounds. When you jump to the end of the narrow courtyard, you find another stair to your left. Continue your game up the stair and don't stop until you reach the end of it. When you're up, turn left. After you turn left, slow down. Stay close to the house on the left side of the street. Investigate the lines of the facade. Follow the lines of a window with your hand. Find the horizontal lines, the vertical lines. Do you see any circles or waved lines? Take your time. Imagine that there is a person on the other side of the wall that you're dancing with. Try to melt into the wall, almost if you were trying to hide from something or someone. Fill out the doorway with your whole body. Also look at the lines of the pavement. Follow them with your feet. Follow the lines of a well. Follow the angles with your arms, your legs. Nothing is wrong, you do everything your way. You will go down the first stair you see at your left side, but you are not there yet, so make sure you do not pass it. Go forward all the time. Stand close to a pipeline. You do not want to be seen by the people in the houses, so stay low under a window. Sneak up the stair. Go into window frame. Go down the stair at your left. Walk or jump down. In the end of the stair, slow down. You see a wall made of stone to your right. Lean against that wall, but stay close to the stair. While you're leaning, go as far away with your feet as you can, so you make a diagonal between the wall and the ground. In that position, with your feet far away, travel along the wall. Help yourself with your hands. Turn, walk, and slide along the wall. Start to walk again. Follow the wall you just leaned against. Take a right around the corner, Jure Trikvagata, on the right side of the street. Take a step up on the wall. Balance on it. Jump down and swing yourself around the pole. In the end of the street, before the crossing, there is a lamp post. Squeeze yourself between the lamppost and the wall, so that your feet leaves the ground. Pass the street Grovin and continue straight forward. Don't walk too far, you will soon turn right. Look for things in the city you can use to push off from or climb. Get speed by pushing off from the traffic blockers. Turn right after the small stair. When you turned, you see a bridge in front of you. Take a step up on the stair to your right. Turn in the air while you jump down. Jump up again. Do not go onto the bridge yet. So walk up the stair and stay on the terrace. Walk in circles. Walk in big circles. Or change to small circles. Almost like you're turning around yourself. Change direction of the circle. Also change your own direction in space. Walk backwards. Sideways. Keep on making circles, but slow ones. Or fast ones. Run. Jump down the stair towards the bridge and stay in the beginning of it. Stand still and hold on to the railing. You will continue in your walking direction, but turn so you walk backwards. Hold yourself on the railing. Walk backwards and try not to watch where you're going. Trust your feet. Walk slow so people can move to the side when they see you. If you want, close your eyes. Cross the bridge. When the railing ends, turn so that you're facing a walking direction again. Then you walk to your left. In front of you, on your left side, you see another stone terrace. Sit down on the edge of that terrace. Look at the people around you. What do they do? How do they move? Where do you think they are going? Are they in a rush? Extend one arm straight forward. Make a slow circle with your hand. Then draw a circle around your head with your hand and drop it down again. Draw a circle with your shoulder. Draw a circle with your head. And look up. Look in front of you again. Reach front with your right foot. Circle the foot and place it down again. Repeat the whole thing. Extend one arm, but in any direction you want. Circle your hand. Draw a circle around your head. Drop the arm. Circle your shoulder. Circle your head. Look up. Look forward. Reach front with your foot. Circle the foot and place it down. Do everything one more time, but in your own speed. Everything you do is right. You can't do wrong. Arm forward, circle hand, hand around the head, circle shoulder, head, up, forward, foot, circle, place it down. Look towards your left, a bit further front you see a square. In the beginning of the square you will turn left. So stand up now and walk that way, to your left. Hang on a railing, jump over it or go under it. Swing yourself around the lamppost. Turn left onto the square, just walk now. Keep close to the left side. When you're on the middle of the street, you see a path of red stones to your right. They are a part of the structure of the pavement. Stop there. The red stones make a long path into the middle of the square, down a ramp. You see a fountain as well, and the path goes straight through the water. It's like someone rolled out a red carpet for you. Start to run, as fast as you can, down the red carpet, to the middle of the square, run down the ramp and out into the open space. Stop. Stand still. Don't move. You have to hide from someone, and if you move, that someone will see you. Observe the movements on the square around you, but don't move. See the people who are passing in different directions. When I count to three, you change your focus to make sure the person you're hiding from is no longer around. Every time I say three, you change focus. You look in a new direction. Ready? 1, 2, 3. One more time. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Let it affect your body. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Continue without me. Let go of the counting. Look up. Around. You're confused. Look down. To the side. Let the movement affect your whole body. You can't find where you want to go. Every direction you look to is wrong. Continue to look in different directions. Let your body follow your head, as if it had its own life. Walk again. Walk in the same direction that you had before you stopped. Walk to the end of the red carpet. When you're in the end, turn left. When you turn left, continue into the small street in front of you. Observe the structure of the pavement now, the different lines and the sizes of the stones, the colors. When you reach the square, continue straight forward. Stay on the left side of the square, next to the cafes. Slowly, start to walk between the pavement stones. Try not to touch the lines between the stones. Cross your legs. Walk backwards. Use your hands as well. but do not touch the lines between the stones. You will cross the square, but take your time. Increase the tempo and make a tap dance between the blocks. If you want to, use the stones in the wall next to you. Tap dance with your feet and hands. Jump between the stones in a dance around the cafes and the people. You have a groove in your body. Go forward all the time. You're on your way to the other side of the square, but do not go further than that. Sit down in the cafe for some seconds. Continue to jump between the stones. You're soon on the other side. When you reach the other side of the square, you turn left. Just walk again. Then turn right onto the first street you come to, Österstræti. Observe the people around you. Try to find the different tempos. Follow their footsteps. Sit next to someone on a bench. You should not pass the next crossroad, so take your time. Walk close to someone. Follow that person. Walk backwards a few steps with a person that passes you, or follow someone from a distance. Stand next to a group of people. You should continue forward all the time, but do not pass the next crossing. In the end of the street, on the square, you see a kind of gateway, an arch made of steel. That's where you're going. It's just before the next crossing. But take your time. You have one more minute before you should be there. Continue to play with the people around you. In 20 seconds, you should stand under the arch. Stand under the arch made of steel. Shape your body after it. Make straight lines with your body. Your arms straight out from the sides. Make a straight line with your legs, with your back. You do it your way, nothing is wrong. Don't worry if you're in the way of people. Make them a part of it. Change directions. Stay low to the ground. Sit down. Be high up. Climb the arch. Make angles with your body. Create lines inside your body, from one hand to the other hand, or from one foot to one hand. Continue and try to find different lines. Continue to walk in your walking direction. Pass the crossing and start to walk up the hill in front of you. You're on the street Backastraite. Walk on the left side of the street. Start to sketch the city around you with one of your hands. Sketch the people that you meet. Sketch the houses. Paint in the air. Sketch the benches. Do not pass the sculpture of the two people that are facing each other. You see it a bit further front on your right side. Continue to sketch in the air while you're walking. Paint the lines of the houses, the windows, the doors. Sketch with your elbow. Sketch the wire above you. Paint with your nose, your side, with a knee. Sketch the stones of the pavement as well. Paint with slow motions, or do fast sketching movements. Stop next to the sculpture. Look at it. There are two people facing each other. One is looking down and the other one is looking up. Choose one of them. Take the same position, looking up or down. What kind of song comes to your mind? Think of a song. Start to sing or hum this song. Start to walk again in the same direction that you were walking in before. Uphill. Stay close to the house facade. Follow the angles and the lines of the facade with your body, your hands. Fill out the doorway. Jump up in a stair. Shape your body after the building. You will pass the next crossroad, Inkolstrete, but you're not there yet, so play with the facade and the things around you. Nothing is wrong, you do everything your way. Go away from the wall and use your surroundings. Keep up the tempo, swing yourself around the lampposts, jump up on a bench, sketch things around you, jump. Hang. Climb. When you pass the first crossroad, Inkolstrete, continue forward. Go close to the facade. Melt into it. Do whatever you feel like, but go forward all the time. Jump up into a window frame. Sit down on a chair. After a while you come to a small street on your left side called Trädarkot. A small stair will lead you down to the left. You are not there yet, so continue to play with the facade. Take your time. You will soon come to the stair. Turn left there. When you reach a small street called Trädagård, you see the stair that goes down to your left. If you are at Smidigårdsstigur, you went too far. Run down the stair and you see a colorful house with a lot of railings. Climb the railings. Balance on them. Hang from them. Go upside down. Crawl under them. Jump over them. Continue forward. In the end of the street, you come to a crossing. In front of you, in the middle of the street, there are a row of stones sticking up. Cars are passing on both sides of them. Cross half of the street and then climb the stones. Follow them down towards your left. Use your hands. Jump between the stones. Be smooth. You're on your way downhill. When the row of stones ends, cross the rest of the street to the other side. You should walk on the right side of the street downhill. Continue forward. Take a swing on the chain next to you. Continue to play with your surroundings. You will cross one more street, Ingolstræti. When you crossed it, walk out on the big lawn you see to your right. There is a monument, a statue on top of the green hill. Walk towards that. Find a spot where you want to lay down or sit down. Take it all in, all the impressions you get from the city, the harbor, and the people. How does the city feel like? Lay down or sit down on your chosen spot. Close your eyes. Relax. You just walked 1,224 meters in Reykjavik.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel.
You feel so good.
Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life.